Friendly Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the Squalor. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America. In offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, since I've been in America, I'm thinking this is the coldest winter I ever saw. All over the country, people are sitting in the house trying to keep warm. And you know how they do this? Electric heat, electric lamps, electric blankets, electric radiators. Mamma Mia, if America is ever blow out the fuse, the whole country is going to freeze. Is it different from the old country, huh, Mamma Mia? When we got a cold night in the Castellamare, all the family sit around the fire with plenty of good red wine on the table. 20 minutes by the fire. If you're still cold, 20 minutes with the wine and you don't care how you feel. Hey, remember, Mamma Mia, that a cold night, Uncle Pietro is suddenly say, my poor goat, he must be frozen. So he's a go out in a barn, he's a fast push a hot water bottle under a goat while he was asleep. Mamma mia. That was the night we found out the goat could have swear. Anyway, the reason I'm thinking so much about a cold is because of my landlord, and is supposed to be my friend in the country, Mano Pasquale, he's a no give a steam. So I'm sitting here like a frozen mackerel on ice. For days, I'm bang on a steamer pipes, but there's no answer. Well, I'm going to try again.
All right, Arendt, stop for the racket.
Yeah, but Pasquale, where is the heat?
In Africa. What do you got, a new hobby, banging the pipes?
No, you don't give it the heat, so I'm going to let you know. Don't you think it's cold enough?
Luigi, I don't go by myself. I use the scientific methods. I got a thermometer in my store, and it says 100 degrees.
100 degrees? So where do you keep it, is it the thermometer?
Right to where I can always see it, on top of the stove.
Yeah, but Pasquale, over there, the red line is never going to drop it down.
Luigi, is not enough for the red line that runs it down. I don't give steam until that thermometer turns blue. What's the matter, Luigi? You turning a green. That you don't look so good. Your banana nose is no look ripe.
Well, Pasquale, the way you talk, I'm going to tell I'm going to do something wrong. Come on, tell me, what's the matter?
Don't look so innocent, Luigi. Somebody owes me 2 months of rent, and it ain't Xavier Cugats.
Oh, so that's it. You mean you're not going to give me heat until I'm a pay up of the 2 months of rent?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm going to freeze it to death.
That's a free country, Luigi. You can die any way you want.
Pasquale, don't talk like that.
I talk any way I want, you little papa squeak. I've been pretty fair with you so far.
Yeah, but Pasquale,
I'm going to... finish. I brought you to America. I set you up in this crazy antique shop. I've been lending you money right and left like I was the Morris of Plan and you was a Morris.
Yeah, but I'm always to pay you back.
That's not enough. I didn't bring you here from Italy just so I could go in the moneylender the business. All I know is you a terrible businessman. You always owe money. And there's one thing about you I can't stand especially.
Well, what's that?
What's the use to tell you? This thing, what you are, you are. You're never going to change.
Well, what? Come on, tell me, and I'm going to change right now.
You promise?
Sure, I'm a promise.
All right, to change you from a bachelor to a son-in-law.
And now I'm understanding. Is it not for the 2 months of rent that you keep away the steam? Is it because I don't want to marry you fat or the Russian?
Don't call her fat. She's just a little round.
Pasquale, if she was any rounder, she would roll, not walk.
Hey, Luigi, listen. Listen, I'm going to give you your choice, Luigi. I'm going to give you your choice. You've got to marry Rosa, or you're going to be cold all the winter. That's your choice, sir.
Yeah, but what is
Rosa or Frosa? Do you want to keep her warm and make up your mind to marry Rosa?
No, Pasquale, I'm not going to marry her.
Please, Sir Luigi, just this one winter.
No. No. When a man he wants to keep her warm, he buys a little stove and not the whole gas company.
All right, Luigi. From now on, everything is a strictly business. You ain't getting a drop of heat because you owe me 2 months of rent.
No, Pasquale. Don't do this. You know I'm a catch your calls quick.
Luigi, I ain't talking no more. You a disaster victim. From now on, any appeals that you make, you go direct to the Red Cross.
Yeah, but Pasquale, how you can be so mean?
Luigi, it ain't easy. Well, toodaloo. I come back in the spring and it defrost you.
All right, class. Let's come to order, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
I'm here.
Why, Mr. Basco, that cough sounds bad. Do you have a cold?
No, it's all right. It's just a little tickler.
Sounds like more than a tickle to me, Luigi. You should find out more about that cough.
Most coughs should be taken care of immediately with the new drugs that are on the market, such as oreomycin, chloriomycin, and streptomycin. And they will take away the tickle.
You can get quicker results with a long feather. Ah, my Luigi, you're going to be all right.
Yeah, well, maybe Pasquale is going to change his mind and give me back the statement tonight.
What's the matter, Luigi? Pasquale ran out of coal last night.
No, Horowitz. He said if I'm going to pay him 2 months' rent, he's going to let me freeze it.
Oi, vey.
You're bare yimini, any landlord that doesn't give steam in January is just a big yes.
Mr. Basco, this whole thing's very peculiar. Do you think Mr. Pasquale's holding back just because of the rent money?
Well, also because of Rosa.
Aha. Now you let the cat out of the bag.
Stop. There ain't a bag big enough to hold that cat. Pasquale has done some bad things, but this one takes the cake.
Have you tried reasoning with him, Luigi?
Yeah, but man, he's no use.
Luigi, I know you would hate to do it, but why don't you call up the Board of Health and complain against Pasquale? I think there's a law
No, Horowitz, please. If I'm having trouble with my countrymen, I'm the one to use outsiders. I'm using my own way.
Your own way? Well, what is that?
Well, my mom, she's a teach me. Always, if somebody is to do something wrong, you turn to the other cheek.
Oh, what a terrible prize fighter she would make.
Mr. Basco, right now the thing you should do is take care of that cold before it gets bad. And tell Mr. Pasquale you'll do your best to get the rent as fast as possible. I think he'll go along with you.
Yo, I agree with that.
Yeah, but I'm afraid of one thing.
What's that?
Supposing he's to say to me, no steam forever unless you marry us.
Then you answer him with logic, Luigi.
Logic?
Yeah, you say to him, Pasquale, when I go to the Turkish bath, nobody makes me marry the Turk.
Oh, Pasquale, it's very cold in here.
Pasquale, it's very cold in here.
Yeah.
Yes, a little cabbage puss. You look like somebody's put you in a deep freeze.
Yeah, you did it.
Oh, so you got a cough already. Ah, it's too bad. You shouldn't smoke so much.
No, but Pasquale, you know this cough don't come from smoking.
Now then why is the smoke coming out of your nose, eh?
Is it because there's a cold in the store?
Oh, so that's a why. And why is it cold in the store?
Because there's no steam. Pasquale, come on, be nice, huh? Put on a steamer.
Luigi, I told you before, I refuse to talk about a steam in your place, and I ain't talking about it all the winter.
Ain't talking about it at all?
Not at all, and nothing, no, and uh-uh.
Pasquale, You do me big favor if you get out of my store.
Huh?
Oh, sure. Sure, you want all the cold air to yourself. All right, selfish.
Yeah, and wait, then, please, don't come back.
That's going to be a bigger pleasure.
And don't bother to talk with me, Pasquale, because I'm never going to talk with you again.
Never, huh?
Never, Pasquale. I'm a swear this by everything I'm a hold dear.
Oh, you swear by everything you hold dear, eh?
You don't believe me, huh, Pasquale? All right. I'm a tell you. I'm a swear by my mama that I'm never going to talk to you again.
Well, look who's getting serious.
That's right.
Swear by your mama?
Yeah, and only if my mama mia was to come and beg me to talk again with you, then would I talk with
oh,
you.
Oh, stop. You're breaking my heart. As far as I'm concerned, enough to hear your stupid voices is going to be a vacation for me. A vacation, are you here? Well, say something, stupid. All right, you greenhorn fool, but don't talk to me. Only if you don't say nothing, don't expect I should answer you.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is not only good, but also good for you. When you're feeling tense or you're working at a hard, fast pace, it's really a comfort to chew on a good, smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. The easy, pleasant chewing helps relieve that feeling of pent-up tension and gives you satisfaction. Then, too, the lively, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley Spearmint helps keep your mouth moist and fresh. So you see, that little stick of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is not only enjoyable, but also helpful to you. Try it and see for yourself. Keep a package of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum handy and enjoy chewing a stick from time to time every day. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma mia. Is it past the holiday since Pasquale has stopped giving me steam and since I'm stopped talking to him? But is it not so bad now, Mamma mia? In the daytime, I'm keep a warm in a store by wearing 2 pair of woolen stockings on the top of my regular socks. I would be even a woman if I could squeeze my shoes on the top of the stockings. Then in the nighttime, I'm turn on all the lights in the gas range and I'm boil 4 big pots of water. Only trouble is the steam goes up to the ceiling and the only one who's a keeper warm is the flies. Well, I don't know how long is it going to be before Pasquale is giving steam, but I know one thing. I'm never going to talk to him again. Oh, he's coming in and out.
Hello, Luigi. Ready to talk to me about your heating the problem? What's the matter, Luigi? Cat, they got your tongue? Ooh, what a stubborn mule. Hey, listen, mister, don't talk. I'll give you steam for just the 1 month's rent. All right, I'll give you steam if you take out my Rosa. I can't stand this, Luigi. Just talk to me and I'll give you steam. Hey, Luigi, stop polishing that Lincoln statue. Talk to me. I never was a president, but I can grow a beard. Ooh, some people, the name of Luigi making me so mad. Well, I go in the basement, and when I come back, it's liable to be a surprise. Then we see if you talk.
Luigi, my fellow pooper. Emma, you look a little taller tonight.
That must be 3 pairs of stockings I'm wearing, this shirt.
Well, what happened? Did you ask Pasquale to give you more steam?
Yes, but he was bad to me. Then I'm a promise. I'm never going to talk to him again unless my mom is asking me to. But he was here a minute ago, and I think he's up to something, he says.
Oh, that rat, Bashwali. For what he's doing to you, I could make meatballs from him.
Oh, yes? Well, go ahead, Mr. Delicatessen, the man, and make him meatballs from me.
Why should I? It ain't sanitary.
Luigi. See, Schulze, how can I give esteem to a fella who don't talk to me?
Don't talk, Pasquale. His lips are so blue, he can't talk.
All right, do we see what's going to happen now?
What do you mean, what's going to happen?
Just the way.
What's that coming up? Don't tell me, that.
That's right. It's steam. You hear me? Steam.
Jimmy, he sounds like East Columbus discovering America.
Well, Luigi, you going to talk to me now? What do you say, my son? You see, Schulze, he just stands there.
Nothing. But give him a chance.
What do you mean to give him a chance?
Come back in a few days, then he'll talk to you. First, he's got to thaw out.
Schulze, it's been 4 days already. Schulze, please tell him to talk to me.
Luigi, Pasquale says you should please talk to him.
Schulze, tell him or not.
Pasquale, he says no.
Schulze, tell him.
Just a second now. How long is this going to go on? Every time I pass by, Luigi grabs me in here. If Luigi ain't going to talk to you, he ain't, Pasquale.
But Schulze, ask Luigi, ain't I giving him enough esteem?
Luigi, ain't Pasquale giving you enough steam?
Schulze, tell him it too much.
Pasquale, Luigi says too much.
All right, I heard him. And tell him if he don't start talking, I'm going to give him so much esteem, his thermometer's going to faint.
Luigi, did you hear that?
Tell him I'm no care.
Pasquale, Luigi says, drop that.
Schulze, wait till he says it. How can I make this mummy talk? Wait, I know how Luigi's going to talk to me.
Schulze, tell him never.
He says never.
All right. Let's see if you can translate this. Schulze, tell him no mini vacca finica metal.
Huh?
No mini vacca finica metal. Go on, tell him.
Luigi said that no, we should... Him was such a language, that... Pinwheel.
No, Schulze, it's all right. You tell him, non me morte si pale o no.
Pasquale, he says, and here I go again, you shouldn't please import... Him, I feel like the United Nations without an interpreter.
Please, Luigi, talk to me. All right. See if you can turn me down now. Ti dongo quando stima voi finché mi parla.
Emilio, Giannotti.
Here I am, Luigi.
Hey, you've been waiting here all this time?
Well, sure. You think the block is going to let you put a something over on a Luigi? What do you want, Luigi?
Tell him he's got to turn off at the heat. I'm a cat to stand it.
Pasquale, Luigi dice che deve stoppare la stima. Morena di Galda.
Then tell him. Oh, what's the use? Luigi, please talk to me. You're breaking my heart.
Emilio, tell him it's no use.
It's no use, Pasquale. Get up off your knees.
Luigi, talk to me. I'll give you all the heat you want.
Tell him it's too hot.
It's too hot.
All right, talk to me. I'll give you a fan. I'll buy you icebox. I'll bring you popsicles every 5 minutes. Please, Luigi, please. All right. I know when I'm a lick. Goodbye.
Hello, is it Luigi Basco's antique shop?
Hello, Mr. Basco. That's the singing again program for calling to you. If you tell me the name of the song, I'll be saying you get $50,000. La 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 la. All right, I'll give you 10 seconds. $50,000, you tell me the name of the song. Well, I'll give you another 5 seconds. give you $5 out of my own pocket, huh? Oh, ain't she? I'm feeling terrible.
Frankly, Mr. Pasquale, on casual examination, I don't see anything. What seems to be the trouble?
After the last few days, I got a terrible pain in the right shoulder. I can hardly move it.
Bursitis?
No, I had them taken out 11 years ago. I tell you, it's like I got a migrating headache in my arm.
Well, here, try raising it.
All right.
That's bad.
Doctor, if I can't lift my arm to ring up a sale at the cash register, I ain't a bad. I'm a paralyzed.
Let me feel that arm again. There doesn't appear to be any edema in the clavicular region.
Doctor, use the smaller words and the charge will be less money.
Quite a preoccupation with money, haven't you?
If you mean that my occupation to make money, you're right. I think that's my trouble. I wanted too much money. If I'm an hound of Luigi for the rent, he wouldn't have stopped talking to me. But you ain't interested in that.
On the contrary, go on. Who's this Luigi?
Doc, that's my best friend. Sure, I get him in all kinds of trouble, little melon head. But it's only because I love him.
I see. How was your arm before he stopped talking to you?
Oh, fine, doctor. If he's got a fresh one of me, I could have hit him on the head in a second.
And you've never had trouble with that arm before?
Doctor, all of my life, I could have lifted a horse. Better than that, I could have lifted my daughter.
Your daughter? What's that got to do with it?
Wait, I'll show you. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, my little Rye Crisp. You see what I mean, Doctor?
I see exactly what you mean. Mr. Pasquale, I'm afraid there's nothing I can do for you. I'll be by again in a few weeks.
For this, I pay you? How am I going to get a well?
I think if you'll patch up your argument with your friend Luigi, you won't need me.
What? Doc, I'm going to need you all the time then.
Why?
Because the Luigis are never going to talk to me.
Luigi, you got to talk to Papa. First his arm hurt, then he got headaches. Today he told me not to bring him any more meatballs with spaghetti because he's seeing too many spots in front of his eyes.
Well, Rosa, I'm a feeling sorry for you, Papa. I'm a feeling sorry for myself, too. But what I'm started, I'm not going to finish.
Never,
unless... No, well, there's no use to talk about it. That can't happen. Goodbye, Rosa.
Goodbye, Luigi.
Why was I such a fool to swear? What am I going to do now? How am I going to fix it? I should have... What the kind of thundering is that? Hello? Yeah, this is Luigi Basca's antique shop. Sure, this is Luigi Basca myself. Huh? What? I'm sure to hold on? All right. Who? Italy calling. Mom! Mamma mia! Huh? Yeah, that's me. That's you. That's you, Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia. You sure, Mamma Mia. I'm hearing you clear like a bell. Is it like we was a boat in the same telephone boat? Oh, Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia. If you only know how I was a miss you just this moment. How you feeling? Yeah, how you feeling, Mamma Mia? Oh, that's good. Yeah, now, how's Aunt Margarita? Uh-huh. How's Uncle Pietro? Oh, that's good. How's it got? Oh, the goat is getting married. Oh, that's nice, Mamma Mia. That's good. Huh? Is it got a family already? Ooh, how the time is a flyer. Yeah, Mamma Mia, I have to go quick. But, Mamma Mia, why you call? Mamma Mia, something is wrong. Somebody is sick. They are? Yeah. But is it not to you, Mamma Mia? Huh? Who? Well, somebody I'm know very well. Well, who? Come on, tell me it's... Who? Oh, Pasquale. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sure, Pasquale is sick. Yeah, but how you know that, Mamma Mia? Huh? Oh, he did. What? You want him? You want him should? Yeah, sure, Mamma. Yeah, sure, Mamma Mia, sure. Oh, sure, Mamma be very happy to do that, Mamma Mia. Yeah, sure, right now I'm going to do it. Yes, but take care of yourself, huh? Sure, Mamma Mia, take good care. Give my regards to everybody, huh, Mamma Mia? Sure, Margarita, and Uncle Pietro. And he's a goat. And the goat's the family, huh? Here. Pasquale!
Luigi, you talking?
Yeah. Hello, Pasquale.
Oh, Luigi.
Yeah, sure, I'm talking. And come over here. I'm going to kiss you.
Luigi!
I'm here, Luigi. Kiss me, too.
You stay out of this.
Pasquale, I'm sorry I'm never going to do unless I'm done.
Like a Schultz is saying, you're getting all of a shimmer.
Yeah, all of a shimmer.
Wait, I get that. Hey, look, my arm is no hurt no more. I ain't got no more of that burn in the side.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's good.
Hello? What? Those phone calls to Italy is costing me $88.
$88.
That's what it's costing,
Luigi. Mamma mia, now, Pasquale, you ain't going to get the mad on me again, huh?
And you little pumpkin head. No, of course not. Okay, operator, just to send the bill, we argue it out later. Here, Luigi, here, take this to the newspaper.
Sure. Yeah, but a newspaper, what the fuck?
Go ahead, read.
All right, but... But they read the what?
Anything. I just paid $88 to hear you talk to me again. I want to get my money.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you to include delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum on your shopping list this week. Wrigley's Spearmint is an ideal treat to bring home to your family. It's healthful, it's inexpensive, and it's a taste treat that everyone enjoys and appreciates. Pass Wrigley's Spearmint Gum around after meals. Give some to the children when they come home from school, and enjoy it yourself whenever you want something good to chew on that isn't rich or heavy. Next time you go to the store, remember to get a few packages of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Hans Conrad as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Paulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.